My name is Reed Phillips, and I'm a technical manager for PERS at Beringer Ingelheim.
And Reed, you've been around since PERS started, and you have a veterinary background, is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, I graduated from veterinary school at Iowa State.
And you've seen it develop, you've seen it peak, and you've seen it come down again. In a nutshell, what was the key to it, to controlling this disease?
Well, I think it's learning what we needed to know about the virus, unique features about the virus, how it's transmitted, and once we understand how it's transmitted, you could put into place science-based biosecurity protocols to minimize transmission, learning how to maximize population immunity in an effort to mitigate the consequences of infection when it occurs, I think, was important. So, you know, back to what we discussed in the earlier presentation, you know, applying the control tools and principles of control in a systematic-based approach, okay, all in an effort to, you know, maximize immunity in positive populations and do the things important to minimize transmission as well. Once you can do that in a system-based or systematic approach, I think you make progress. You make, measurable impact and improvement relative to health and performance.
What products does Beringer Ingelheim offer in terms of PERS management?
Well, we have two modified live vaccines. The first modified live vaccine was developed and placed in the market in 1994, about August 1994, Engelvac PERS MLV. And then we have a second modified live product called Engelvac PERS ATP, and that was licensed and put into the market 1999-2000. Again, both are modified live products, for PERS control scenarios.
But your career is dedicated to not just the products, but you said earlier, beyond the product.
Yeah, I think as a veterinarian, and I think as with all veterinarians, we're solutions-oriented. So we understand that vaccines are tools, and they can be effective tools, but we have to learn how to use or how to best use that tool, for control of a particular pathogen, in this case, PERS. So there's a lot of learning that goes on with understanding the pathogen itself, the unique features of a pathogen, its circulation patterns within a herd, and then how to best use the tool to control the particular virus, in this case, PERS. So that's, it's a learning episode. And in that process, then we also learn that oftentimes it's not just vaccine. In fact, I would say most always it's not just vaccines, as they are effective tools. We need to learn how to use them, but we need to learn how to use them in a complementary fashion with other tools that we know are effective for PERS control, i.e. biosecurity, pig flow management, and things such as that.
In some way, do you believe that this experience with PERS over the last two decades is helping inform what's happening now with PEDV and how you might reach some answers with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's aspects of that for sure. It sounds maybe a little bit strange, but I think PERS has made us better veterinarians, a better veterinary community. It was a disease that was unforgiving. It was a disease that challenged us. I think we had to learn a lot in a relatively short period of time. And it was also a disease that, would spank us if we made shortcuts. So because it's such a challenging pathogen, we had to do a lot of push-ups, a lot of sit-ups, so to speak. And we generated a lot of good field-applicable information, science-based information that we can now use to control PERS, complementary components of control. But these tools and system-based approach, I think, also apply to Other pathogens, PED would be a good example. What we learned as it regards biosecurity to help control or mitigate transmission risks for PERS, I think it's going to help us with PED and other virus and maybe the next virus. But that's just one example.
Reed, is Boehringer Ingelheim working on a vaccine for PED?
Yeah, I think speaking for our R&D team, it's all hands on board. So, and that's probably similar with other bio companies, I would assume. But at least like for us, I would answer that question by saying, you know, we're going to do whatever we can to support answers and solutions to the problem. All hands on board at this point in time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.